Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is the second shiur in our series of shiurim on Shovavim. This is dedicated to my very beloved friend, Rabbi Ephraim Av ben Miriam Shoshana. Should have bracha v'aslacha for he and his whole family. And a refuah shleima for Tzvi Moshe ben Eitan Avram HaLevi. Soch sha'ar chole Yisrael. We're going to be learning in this shiur. Shovim, we know, is a time that we're attacking the Pagam HaBris. So we decided, and the editorial committee, which consists of three people, basically, me, myself, and I, have determined, B'siyata D'shmaya, that we're going to be Osek in this year in the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik, of Rabbi Tzedek HaKohen HaMilublin, who's definitely one of my favorites, the Chelek Shlishi of the Sefer Tikkun HaBris, Os Tzadi Hei. If you have a Sefer, then you can open up and learn, look along with me. And if you don't have a sefer, then you can go out and get one. If you have a computer, I'm sure that it's you can get it on the computer also. But it's good to have it in hard copy. And what are you going to do on Shabbos? You can't look it up on Shabbos with the computer, so it's good to have a sefer handy all the time. Hazak the Heiliger of Tzedek HaKoyin B'me'ana Urim Resichos HaTaivim Misgaberis. In the time of youth, the fire of the burning taiva is misgaber. And then a person does many sins because of his Yetzirah, God save us. And these are the sins of his youth. And this was in the period of the Mabul, as the Pasuk says, that the heart of man, the Yetzirah of man, is evil from its youth. Youth is also a time where you garner great desire and passion for Torah, as it says about the Dor HaMidbar. So the Mabul was Yetzer Lev Adam Ra Me'urav. That was the period of Ne'urim, of Yetzer Lev Adam Ra. But there's also the Ne'urim, the youth, positive youthfulness, and that's Zacharti Lo Chesed Nurayich Lechtech Acharei BaMidbar. They went after Hashem into the desert to receive the Holy Torah. Ve'im atzma mosam nefashos. Kmo she'amar b'zohar Pinchas. Ayin sham da yirun lekabal Torah b'mabal l'zoch v'nishas Moshe ha'isah sham. V'dor shel Mashiach. Aziya pam shlish is also dor. So in the Zohar we see that the same neshamas that were at the dor ha'mabal were also at Man Torah. And that they've been zoch in the time of Moshe. Moshe's neshama was already there in the time of Noach. B'shagam u'basar, the remnants to Moshe's in the time of the Mabul. When the Gemara in Chulin and Afkuf Lametes, which finds a remez to Moshe, was a funny Gemara, finding a remez to Moshe in the Torah when Moshe is quite explicit in the Torah. But the root Torah, really, Moshe is rooted in the Dor HaMabul, because the Dor HaMabul had tremendous potential. It should have been Gishmei Baruch, it should have been Shefa of Torah. They messed it up. And those same Neshamas, but that's Yaman Urim. Urim is a time of great potential. And those same Neshamas reappeared in the time of the Midbar Matan Torah. And Dor Shel Mashiach, Oz Yeh Pam Shlish is also Dor. The time of Mashiach, that's going to be for the third time in that generation. B'sod Mashakosuv, and that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk, Techadish Kineshen Uraichi, to renew yourself like an eagle in its youth. And then will be the Tikkun HaGomor. Shabos Birvu V'yachatis Nurim V'chesed Nurim V'atov Yizkabra Al-Arav V'yafchul Letov. There's going to be this mixture of the sin of youth and the chesed of youth, chesed nuraich, and the good is going to overcome the evil, and everything is going to turn into good. And that's what it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Noach, Chayin, Bezom, and Bezin, and Tikkunim, and Tikkun Yudches, Chatich mi kashta ba'anpei nihirin, titzapu l'ragla mishich, we see the rainbow, and its bright colors, you should wait for the time of for the legs of Mashiach, anticipate the coming of Mashiach. She'akeshes explains, Reb Tzadik, who owes bris, Negadon Shechatas Nurim. That's the sign of the covenant against the sins of youth. Covenant of the Dor HaMabul. And that's the antidote for the sins of youth. Uvidor Shel Mashiach Yezeh Ba'anpin Nehirin Ba'oras Panim. This is going to be with this great light, with the shining face. Shashem Yisbarach Meir Aneim Ladas Kisar Avonim B'zeh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines his face to tell us that the sin has been removed. Ve'ameh Kulam Tzadikim. Your nation are complete Tzadikim. And we know that Tzadik is Shomer Bris. And that's the Lasid Lava where this is going to be revealed. We're going to have this great Shuvah Baruch Hashem. Looking forward. Says the Heilige Kohen Gadol in Tzadivov, Mishu Shomer Bris V'Lara Keri Miyom V'Yigmer Fei Torah B'Kosov. Somebody who's Shomer Bris and never saw a seminal omission in his life, he's called Yufei Torah on the Pasuk. Kenyan Yosef Yufei Torah, like it says about Yosef Yufei Torah. Abal Zen Emar Sheker Achein V'Hevel Ayofri Kimatzim Gam Ken Bumus Akum Shein Akim Yizekamo Og Shepalot Midor Mabu B'Lo Teva Klal Vadi Shlo Yanisa L'Shakra Rak Shlo Yaben Mabu Dahainu Mashkis Zera Kimo Shomer Perakol Ayad. So sometimes you can have a Sheker Achein and Hevel Ayofri. This Yofi could be Hevel because we even find the Umas Olam sometimes are Shomer Bris. This is about the that Og was saved from the Mabul. How was he saved from the Mabul? He obviously wasn't guilty of the sins of the Mabul. He wasn't guilty of the sins of being Motzi Zera Levatola. It says in the Gemara, Nidu Yigimel Amid Aleph, that Kol Oches Ba'Masa Mashdin Kilo Mevi Mabul Olam Fris and holds his organ when he goes to the bathroom. It's like he's bringing a Mabul to the world. There's an Avera, Rashi explains. It says, Ki Hishkus Kol Basar. He's one that is going to arouse himself that way. That's the sin of the Dor HaMabul, and if Og was saved, obviously he was Shomer in this area of not being Motzi Zera L'Batola. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of Og, ki Moshe Gamkin b'Dor HaMabul. Moshe was also there in Seoul. As it says in Chulin Kuf Lamites, B'Shigam, the word B'Shigam is B'Gematria Moshe, that's a remnant to Moshe Rabbeinu, same Gematria. That's in the Dor HaMabul. V'Nam Aralev, what does it say about Moshe? Ki min amayim and mishisiu, Shahayal az b'mayim. That's Moshe, you see, where did he start? He was in the water, Mabul, Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the root of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's where he was taken out in Parashat Shmos. I mean, Amayim, you see, was drawn out of the water. V'gam kol ikar inyan Moshe, ha'ya l'sakin dover zen ikar shtus, shalakach ha'ya parash min ha'isha v'kavur, mul beis borak, Moshe kasafti, mokom acher, v'reza naki kol kach, nisyari mimenu, reza naki kol kach, nisyari mimenu. He said, hey, my job is to be a mitake nishtus, therefore he was parish from his isha. That's the ruach shtus that sometimes comes in a person, and he does shotis. They were sinning it at shitim. So that's when a person goes off, ki tiste isha mal b'mal shtus, going off the derech. Moshe Rabbeinu was careful, was separated from his wife, buried opposite Beis Peor, where disgusting things happen. He was there to fix this. When he saw, oh, it was so clean in this area, he was afraid. And Hashem said, don't be afraid. You know why? Because it doesn't help. It doesn't help. Because a guy, if a person makes a nether and a dharm lam and aleph on the base, that he's not going to get any hanah from Arelim, from those who aren't circumcised, he's also not allowed to get hanah from those who are of the Umas Olam and are circumcised. Because they're still called Arelim, even though they have Bris Milah. And a Jew is not circumcised, is not included in that nether, because he's called circumcised. Because the Orla is a guy, that's the definition. Even if they're Mulim B'Shomrei Bris. Because in order to truly be a Shomrei Bris, in order to truly be in that category, one has to be a Jew. V'Amech Kulam Tzadikim. And we know that Tzadik is Sod Olam, Tzisod is the Mid of Shom B'Shmiris HaBris. And that's Am Yisrael. That's our special mandate. Continues the Heilig Reb Tzedek HaKohen Lublin, O Sadi Zayin Tikkun L'Motzi Zera L'Batola Hu Eisek HaTorah. The way to fix L'Motzi Zera L'Batola, I just want to give everybody a Ma'ar Makom. I'm not going to read out the sources, but Nid Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, there's discussions about being L'Motzi Zera L'Batola. And you give them on the base as well. Persons may be absolutely the hearer. They don't bring them to the Mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chmona Litzlan. Talks there about Niuf Biyad. Raz is in the Zoyar. In Zion, Amen Aleph. Raz, someone was Motzi Zera Levatola. So Rasha is when he lifts his hand to his friend. But Raz, this area of if you buy the Reb Tzaduk B'Chotzoas HaBracha, they have the sources on the bottom. Very good edition to get. Nice, the square letters, easy to read. Says the Heilig Reb Tzaduk, Tikkun Motzi L'Motzi Zera L'Batola U'Esek HaTorah. the way to fix this avera of Hotzah Zer Lebatol is by learning. Moshamar Barasi Yetzahar Barasi Torah Tavlin. I created the Yetzahar and the antidote is Torah. Visa Besuk HaDash Baruch Hu Karo Ra, HaDash Baruch Hu called the Yetzahar Ra. Vayinu Ba'avon, the door, Hamabul, the Hainu Motzi Zer Lebatol. And that's in the sin of the door Hamabul. And that's in their Motzi Zer Lebatol. Ki Yetzahar Leva Adam Ra Minu Urav. That's the Ra. And their sin, that's the door Hamabul, and their sin was Torah Zer Lebatol. Like it says in the Zohar and in Zayin Amad Aleph and at the beginning of Perak Kol Ayad, Nidu Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, to Nikwa Razi, Yitzhar Baruch Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kumo Shenemar V'Sher Yosi, V'Lehem Tzizeh Gam. Skip a little, V'Tavlin Hu L'Mate Kamacho. So it says, Barasi Yitzhara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. So this Ra, what do you do with the Ra? Do you get rid of the Ra? No. It doesn't say that you should get rid of the Yitzhara. It says keep the Yetzahara, but just learn Torah. Torah is a tablet, it's a spice. You don't eat a spice alone. You eat a spice together with the food. The food's the Yetzahara. That's the meat and potatoes. And then the Torah is the tablet, that's the spice. So the Torah is mimatic. The Torah is sweetens everything. It takes all the ra and it turns it into tov. Tov me'od, it says in the Medrash, is Zei Yetzahara Shai, Dei Divrei Torah Nimtak. Through Torah, the Yetzahara becomes good. Says in the Perek Beis of Brachos that Divrei Torah malan mituma l'tayra. Divrei Torah elevates you from tuma to tayra, and that it says in the Zohar Noach, Samach Beis Amad Aleph, that Shuba doesn't help. Like it says in Rosh Hashanah Yefes Amad Aleph, that some things, well, a carbon won't help, a Torah will. So here also, when it says nothing will help, it means everything but Torah. It says Talmid Chachamim, Chagil Chavzayin Amad Aleph, the light of the fire of Gehenna isn't Sholeh and Tamei Chachamim. Gehenna is also called Ra. Like it says in Baruch Samach Aleph, Lo Yinake Ra, Lo Yinake Medina Shal Gehenna. So Gehenna is called Ra, but Tamei Chachamim are saved from this Ra. Torah is the antidote for this Avera. Torah is the tshuva for this Avera. A person has done this Avera in his life. Of Hotzah Zera Levatola. The Torah is Mechaper. This is in the Gemara in Erevin. It's called Gehenim. Shekol Yordim La Al Iske Hinam An Arayis Shmiris Habris. That's why a person goes to Gehenim. But if a person has Torah, that saves him. We'll do one more also, Sadiches. Next one. Kol Pasuk Shel Divrei Torah Yesh Bo Koach V'Chiyus Shel Oso Inyan Shenemar Bo. Every Pasuk of Divrei Torah has the Koach and the Chiyus of the matter said in that Pasuk. Teida B'Tfilin Shenemar V'Yel Oso Ayodcha. V'Lon Es Parish Eiz HaParish Yem B'Divrei Torah Tzorach Lios Laos. V'Halach Luchta V'Osem Parish Yem Shenemar B'Em Zeh. So it says it should be a sign on your arm, but it doesn't say what Parish should be a sign. And the halacha is those parashiyos where it says Vahei Alos Ayotcha. So that has the koach to be an os. So if you know about Sheamus, if you know about Kabbalah Maasit, if you know practical Kabbalah, you know that out of every pasuk comes out, whatever the pasuk is talking about, comes out the koach and the chiyus of what the pasuk is talking about comes out when you say the pasuk. When you say Shema, so it gives you the koach of Shmiya Belev. Whenever a person has a taiva to do an Avera, he should say the pasuk about that Avera. A person wants to look at girls on the street, he says, and that should have koach to stop him. So we learned about the power of Torah, the Chomer HaVeira, and how to fix it, and the B'siyata D'Shmaya. We have a lot more to learn. This is only our second shir, and we should be Zoche, learn a lot more together in Mitzvah Shem. Ilmod ulam edishma ulasas. The kaim is called Dibre Sama Tarasa Biahava. Amen via amen. Shalom, shalom, sweet friends.